The hailing frequencies are open. The intern cat is asleepin', and this is GHL Extra because I am Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. His head is on the floor. Don't pick him up.
No, I'm not going to pick him up. I was going to like give him a little sleepy time scritch gritch.
Okay.
How you doing, Brago? When are you going to work?
Has not woken up yet.
When are you going to work?
Not even moving.
Oh, come on.
He did open his eyes a little.
His eyes are open. Let's get to it. We have a question from Amanda Rico that we thought would make a great GHL extra here.
She's my Instagram friend.
Is she?
Yeah, we talk about Bridgerton.
Okay.
And books.
All right, that's cool. She's cool. Amanda Rico asks, are there any comic book TV shows that you would like to see a reboot of? If so, what twist would you add? I like that second part of the question. I brought up a list, but Ashley, do you have any, are there any comic book shows that you would love to see a reboot of? It's tough not to just always think about the Arrowverse. I know that.
Yeah. Birds of Prey.
Oh, interesting. Like the 2000s.
I think you could make a sick Birds of Prey TV show.
I agree.
I wasn't super into what they did in the movie, but that's fine. I definitely think there's a lot of long form storytelling that you could do. Obviously you could take some opportunity for some like really cool diverse casting, but I think Birds of Prey was like hinted at in Arrow. Like they sort of will, they won't, they'd for a long time with that. And it's just a dynamic I really enjoy.
And I know we had a stealth theory for a long time where we kept saying they should just do Felicity as Oracle.
Yeah.
And do that.
And they were like, we'll just put her in a wheelchair and that's close enough. But I also would love to see everyone is going to clutch their pearls when I say this, but go with me.
Okay.
I would love to see a Smallville reboot.
I'm fine with that.
A black cast.
Okay. So you just make all the characters black?
Yeah.
What, is that still Clark Kent?
Sure. Why not? Or make him, he could be Calvin Kent if you wanted him to be like, go full President Superman.
That's the twist I'd put on it. It's Calvin.
So that you can be like, it is a different world. So like maybe he gets married to Lana or Lex. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. That's the twist that I put on it.
But like, I would, you know, I think you could call
Val Zod.
You could call it, you know, you could call it Smallville colon, I don't know, Calvin Kent.
Earth 2?
Yeah. Whatever. President Superman. I think there's something there. I mean, I'd rather see Milestone.
You know what? I'm gonna throw out a series for you, okay. and it's animated.
Great.
It was an HBO show.
Spawn.
I want a reboot of Spawn, but I don't want normal Spawn. I want a Frank Frazetta, crazy Tartakovsky reboot. I want it to be medieval Spawn. It is like Conan the Barbarian meets Spawn, and you lean into it and you go crazy with it. Like that's what I would pitch Tom McFarlane if you ever let me pitch anything to him, but he keeps saying, Jason, stop calling me. And he keeps saying, Jason, how'd you get this number? And I'm like, I know people that know you. And he's like,
have you ever met Todd?
No, actually I've never met Todd. I've walked past them. I've heard he's lovely.
We've met so many of the Image founders, but not Todd.
Yeah,
I didn't mean that as like a weird brag. I just think it's interesting that we've never met him.
No, we've actually spent a lot of time with Greg Capullo, weirdly, like who we know knows Todd very. We actually know a couple people that have worked for Todd.
We also say this. We talk about this a couple times on the Discord, but like Greg Capullo, truly one of the nicest people in comics.
Lovely dude. You know. It was so funny. One of the shows that I wanted to bring up on this is that I weirdly, and this is not an answer to Amanda's question, but weirdly, I kind of think that Superman and Lois is sort of a weird reboot of Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman.
I don't think that's weird. I think there's definite correlation.
It's a much better reboot.
Yeah.
I would say it's way better than Lois and Clark ever was. Although Lois and Clark is a great title. I think it's a much better title than Superman and Lois, but you know, they couldn't call it Lois and Clark Kent because people would just look at it.
Superheroes, that this is not a TV show. This was a movie that I thought was okay. Mm-hmm. It is for a all ages, more kidsy audience, but I think you could make a cool TV show. I would consider maturing it for like a Disney audience, so like for your iCarly type audience, is a Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Oh yeah,
because I was like just a little bit too old for it when it came out. So I always thought it was a little bit silly, but I think the ideas are good. And I think now we have SFX that would be up to a better standard.
Here's another one that I think would be a good choice is Witchblade. And you and I have talked about this several times because they had two seasons on TNT, but they had like no money. So it's a terrible show.
I mean, yeah.
But like the idea of a sort of like cop procedural with a supernatural tone is like, I think so prime for streaming.
I will say, I mean, I think we should have a little moratorium on things with cops in them, but...
You can make her different. You can make her like a PI.
Yeah, you can make her a PI. I think Witchblade and Darkness.
It's just the crime procedural is still hot.
So. Yes. I think would do really well in adaptation. And I would love to see a television show or a movie for both. Because the IP is good. And the characters are good.
My twist for that would be I would make the Darkness a main cast member. And then you spin him off. So the Darkness.
He's the big bad of season one.
Or he's like Angel in Buffy season one. And then like we spin him off in season two and season three. And we make the Darkness.
That's cool.
But he's a main cast member in the first season. There's a lot of these are cartooned, which is very interesting. The list that I'm scrolling through. You know what? I'm going to say this. I would love to just see a continuation somehow of Netflix's Daredevil. I don't think it'll ever happen. Or I would love to see a reboot of The Defenders. Mm-hmm. But how about make it Heroes for Hire?
I agree. I think it should have always been Hero for Hire.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I did not enjoy Netflix's The Defenders. Oh, I think in this, I mean, well, Mike Coulter is on Evil and he's not coming back anytime soon.
No. Evil is like crushing it, which I haven't watched it yet, but I'm happy for because I think he's fabulous.
Yeah. I've heard it's a decent show.
I think we'll watch it at some point.
We will. Yeah.
I think, and I'm not even particularly invested in this property, but I think there should be a continuation of Batman Beyond. And my twist
is
Will Friedle is another lovely gentleman. He's in his 40s.
Yep.
Make Terry an older hero and give him a Robin. Introduce who is Robin Beyond.
By the way, we keep dropping his name, but Dan Jurgens wrote the last run of Batman Beyond comics.
I know.
And Terry has a little brother. In the cartoon.
Yeah, but he's
he's own very annoying.
It's a kid's show, so he's very like, I'm here to be the annoying
kid.
What
are you doing, Terry?
Yeah, he's that kind of guy. But the comic book was a couple years after, and Dan made the little brother Robin.
Oh, well then great.
Yeah, he made him Robin Beyond.
That's fine then. Or I would say, what's his girlfriend's name in the show who's voiced by Amy from Futurama?
Oh boy.
She's like dancing in the opening credits and she has the little dress on.
Yeah, she becomes his wife.
Oh, I was like, just make it their kid. You don't have to look it up. It's fine.
She becomes his
People
wife.
People are screaming into their phones. It's fine.
Oh man, I can't tell
I'm
you.
I'm like, Lena, Nina, Mary.
Actually, I got to figure this out. I can't. we can't leave this hanging here.
Here, I'll look it up.
This, no, I got it.
Keep
I got
going
it.
Down the list.
No, I got it because like this is like not thinking about the smooth twist of Texas Tees.
Oh boy. I gotta say to our southern listeners, because I know we have a few, what is up with sweet tea, man? That'll give you a cavity.
In a good way.
It's so sweet.
In a good way. I am still Dana.
Dana.
And the actress's name is Lauren Tom.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lauren Tom. What is Terry? What is his little brother's name? That's a good call too. Like, what is his little brother's name? Yeah, you could bump it a couple years after.
I would literally just make him the same age as Will.
Do you know Stalker Channing voiced Barbara Gordon in that show? Whoa.
No, but I would cast her as a grown up Barbara Gordon now.
Wow, I did not know that.
You
want to
talk
good.
About a lady who is looks fabulous in the fall of her life? She is so beautiful.
She always looks fabulous. She's
Rizzo always has always been a snack.
Man, where is...
Just go to IMDb.
I am. Matt.
Matt, of course.
It's Matt McGinnis. That's his name.
Of course it's Matt.
Carrie Elwes is in that show as Paxton Powers. Very interesting. They have a stellar cast. Like Seth Green is in this show. Christopher McDonald's in this show. Sherman Howard's in this show. Man, Batman Beyond. Frank Welker, of course. Ace the Bat-Hound.
Frank Welker, also Futurama voice actor.
You know, let me ask you this, Ashley. I think this might be the best one to turn it around to. Of all of the characters, let's say it's 2030.
Okay.
Welcome, Ashley. Woo! Oh, hold on. Here we go. Hey, Dr. Strange, can you help me out here? All right, we're in 2030.
I hope we're not still living.
Welcome to 2030, Ashley.
Great. Thank you.
We're still in the studio.
Great. Oh, boy.
Brego's.
I hope we scrolled away a lot of money.
Brego's now 13 years old. Intern cat Brego's 13 years old.
He just literally sleeps longer and looks exactly the same.
He's a little bit more white. We're now on Jupiter Jet Volume 8. You know,
we're on GHL episode 1600.
I'm now the showrunner of the show that I'm currently working on, and we're in season 10.
Yeah, still
hasn't been announced.
Yep.
Publicly. Which of the Arrowverse characters, which of them, any of them, and it doesn't even have to be a title character, would you reboot first?
Ooh.
Of any of the ones, which 10 years down the road, it would be you primed to reboot any of them. Like, so you could do a Green Arrow show, you could do a Flash show again. Who would be the one? Who would be the character you, or the concept that you'd pull from that universe?
I would want to do a show called World's Finest.
Okay.
And I would want Melissa Benoist, Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
And I would want, or Superwoman.
Yeah, but you'd ask Melissa Benoist to come back?
Yep.
Okay.
And I would want Javicia Leslie's Batwoman.
Ah.
And I would pitch it as Legends of Tomorrow was initially intended as an anthology. So season one is them, and then season two is two other characters, and then season three is two other characters, and then season four is two other characters. That's my like first thought, best thought, since you've asked me, because my favorite Arrowverse character is John Diggle.
Yeah.
But
would you make the John Diggle Green Lantern show?
Maybe
it doesn't have to be,
maybe that's true. But, I'm just like, I don't know how much more mileage there is on like civilian John Diggle, you know, from what we saw at the end of Arrow.
He just showed up in Superman Lois.
Yeah. What jumps to mind for you?
You're not going to like my choice.
It's fine.
But I'm going to say, give me carte blanche.
Sure.
It's not the same actor. It's not the same tone. I want to do the Atom.
Okay.
I want to do Ray Palmer, Ryan Choi. Maybe I'll gender bend Ryan Choi. And it's
you could also still call them Ryan because Ryan's also a girl's name.
Yes, and it's I want to do a version of the Atom. It's fighting.
That's cool.
It's sciencey superheroes is what I want to do, because I think the Atom, I like what that character became on Legends, mm-hmm. but I also think he was very underutilized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be the character. I would be like, let's do the Atom.
And then I would also, and you will roll your eyes at this, for sure, but give me a Ray show. They did that character so dirty. Russell Tovey.
The Ray. That's a good
Russell
choice.
Tovey's
I would not
so
roll my eyes
good.
At that.
Well, I really like his version of that character. Like, they did the Ray and the Freedom Fighters, that animated show, which didn't tie in, had nothing to do with anything. But I was like, you could actually do that in live action, and it would have been so cool.
It also just wasn't good.
It wasn't. I mean, I don't know if I could get Russell Tovey in 2030, but you could get like a cool young actor.
No, you'd want to have somebody else, I think.
So, yeah, that's my answer.
Cool. Well, that's it, everybody. Amanda, thank you so much for that awesome question. Thank you all the patrons who gave questions. Excellent job. Thank you so much. Don't worry, my babies. I am not going to leave you hanging, because I know you're all waiting for this. Yeah, there it is. Did not wake up the intern, Brego Cat, at all.
Well, he doesn't have headphones on.
Shh, he can hear better than us. He can hear it.
That's true.
He can hear it through the headphones.
He can definitely hear better than us.
Yeah. Everybody, thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you so much for the awesome questions. Thank you so much for the awesome answers that we gave to you.
Sure.
Do we think the Texas, T-E-X, apostrophe S, Texas T's can be a big hit?
I'll tell you this. I have thought that maybe that would be a cool secret mail level.
What's that?
Texas tea? Yeah.
You mean like send them tea?
Yeah, with like a little like logo on it.
We need an image. Are any of our patrons an artist?
I mean, yes.
We'd pay you.
Yeah.
It would not be free work. It would not be free labor. But if any of our patrons are artists, like, let's talk. Let's create
it. Send us a message.
We need a text logo. We need like an image of text with like a thumbs up and a big old cowboy hat and a yeehaw. We need to know what he looks like. I always thought he looked like the Simpsons cowboy guy.
I always thought he looked like Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think Texas has a mustache though. He's not a mustache
really?
Cowboy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's definitely mustache. Mm. Mustachio.
Well, if he has a mustache, he has a Sam Elliott mustache.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
hashtag
text.
Sam Elliott for the Aragon
if anybody
show,
knows,
that's a reference
yeah.
for nobody.
Or if anybody's got a friend, yeah, let's do that.
If your friend is Sam Elliott, please ask him to design our logo.
Yeah. There you go. Email us at geekhistorylesson@gmail.com.
Or send us a message on Patreon.
There you
that's
go.
That's fine. We will just
that's it, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry, Ashley.
I don't think you interrupt me that much.
There we go. That's it. I don't know. What else we got?
Your nose resting on the microphone guard is
you
really...
You mean the pop filter?
Yeah, it's really funny to me.
Yeah, it's like Wilson from Home Improvement.
I don't understand that reference.
Oh, boy. Everybody educate Ashley on Wilson from Home Improvement here. Actually, no, it's not worth it.
I'll tell you this right now. I am not supporting nothing Tim Allen is starring in.
That's a fair policy, I think. Anyways, everybody, thank you so much for listening. You've been awesome patrons. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson. We already told you that.
Bye-bye.
Bye.